the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight we're talking about micro-broadcasting, how you can have an impact in your area. A huge impact. How you can get the message of the truth, not to just one, not to just two, but possibly hundreds and thousands. I mean, that's it's huge. And things have to move more quickly.
Amen.
We're trying this, you know, one-on-one, and it's doing a great job. But we're running out of time, guys.
We're going to do this, we really need to power these things up.
Exactly. It's time to get on the bus.
Is the government playing fair with us? No, they're not.
Exactly.
They're walking all over us, you know. So if I'm broadcasting 300 watts, they can kiss my butt.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's time to get something done, folks. We have got to get the word out. As Statmiller says, it's in the numbers. We need more boots on the ground, and we can't do them if we're putting out 10 watts.
No.
You know, and another key thing to micro-broadcasting for you guys that are doing it that a lot of people overlook, as soon as you get up, you have got to find somebody that will take the station, that will take the equipment, should the FCC come knocking on your door. It's a whole lot easier to move the equipment than it is to go to court and play the legal game with them.
Right.
When you move the equipment to a new location, you start their process all over again, which means they cannot confiscate your equipment.
Right.
I've gotten 4, 5, 6 letters from the FCC. Same location. I have never had any confiscated equipment taken. Nothing's taken from me yet. I haven't been in jail. None of these kind of problems. So if you're smart about it, as soon as you get up, you know, find somebody that's listening, that likes it, and say, hey, in case there's a problem, can we move this equipment over? And that's what frustrates me about Austin. You know, there's one station still going there. We've got thousands of people listening in Austin. Everybody enjoys what we're doing. We have a bunch of cowards in that city that will not step up to the plate and host the transmitter that'll hold the hot potato for a while. We have got to take turns doing this.
Right.
You know, okay, now I've held it for X amount of years. Now somebody else needs to take it until they're served by the FCC, and then once they're served, let's move it back to my house and we'll start the process all over again.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, they trampled our freedoms, they trampled our rights, and they've played their game. You know, Mike, I'm tired of us reacting. We always react to this. We reacted to the Ed and Elaine Brown situation. It's time we freaking act.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just tired of sitting around here. Screwed.
You know, I've got this thing going in Austin at a house that I own that is paid for. It's not a house that I'm renting.
Right.
I have more to lose than anybody else. You know, who's renting the house or maybe making payments or whatever the case may be, I have a lot to lose. And the one I'm running out in Hill Country is running from a house that is paid for. I have more to lose than these people that are renting places. I mean, come on, folks. Let's wake up and get these stations up. Let's wake the country up.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, and
we can do it with just a few of these stations. If you've got some resources, this is the way to make and have an effect on people.
I know, the time is now.
It is now,
and we can't wait for internet radio to come to the cars. We can't wait any longer because hell, when that happens, half of us will be sitting in a freaking FEMA camp.
That's right.
Oh, but we'll have great radio in there. We'll get to listen to that propaganda all day long.
Well, I ain't going to the camp.
No, I don't intend to either. All right, back in just a minute. We're going to grab a break. We're going to talk more with John in New York. I'm sure his feelings are exactly the same. Also, we've got Gary in Tennessee lined up as well. We'll get to him. If you'd like to join us, the number tonight is 800-313-9443. It's time we act, America. 800-313-9443. Get on the phone. Let's get your questions answered. And let's start taking back this country.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm gonna find my baby. Woo!
Back here on the Midnight Rider. We're talking micro broadcasting tonight, folks. This is the opportunity that we have as Americans to take our country back. And you can do it without having to set foot outside of your home. You can just put one of these stations up in your little burg, get some other people working with you. Put, if you get in a big city, put them all over town. And if somebody comes knocking, the equipment's loaded up in the back of a truck, and you take it somewhere else to somebody else's house. This is what we need to do, folks, to take our country back. It's time we stop reacting and start acting. John, you're with us there in New York. What are your thoughts about what we've been talking about the last few minutes?
Well, I agree with you. The thing is, for the people living in the cities, I live out in a rural area, people living in cities that want to do something a little bit more mobile, they go to a truck stop and buy their antenna wire. And one thing about antenna wire is buy the best you can get, whether mobile or permanent mount. You want the center conductor copper at 50 ohm, as the biggest conductor you can get in the middle. So you, most of your transmission is going up the wire, not being resisted by a smaller wire. Anyhow, get a magnetic mount from, at the CB shop and a big stainless steel whip and use that as your mobile broadcaster. And then if you have a cell phone you can that has a phone bridge to one of the Patriot websites that has information you want to broadcast, you broadcast it from that, or you broadcast it from a CD player in your car. Or if you have a free Wi-Fi in the area, you go get an old Pentium 3 laptop and put the Linux on you were talking about earlier, and have it broadcast Wi-Fi over that antenna that you made from the parts you got from the CB shop. Now,
I'll even go better than that, John. Stick you a bigger alternator on that truck and stick you a KU dish on that baby and get you a compass and dial in a satellite everywhere you go.
Well, for those that have more money, they make those automatic KU dishes that automatically tune into the station you're listening to. So if you have so that's a little bit more costly, but now you can broadcast that out. If I was doing it all over again, I wouldn't buy anything less than 1 watt and probably between 1 and 15 watts as your base thing, and then later as the guest host's name, Mike.
Mike, right?
Yes. Then you can
both Mike.
Okay, then you can amplify it up. But the other thing is, when you're amplifying up, you may also want to put in a 7 filter systems, because anytime you amplify something, even if you have a good signal, you're going to amplify some of the bad signal. So you want to get rid of some of the spurious signal, so you have a 7 watt, not 7, but I guess a 7, I forget the terminology. It's a 7
band, isn't it?
7 band filter system or something like that. A lot of the people that sell the transmitters also sell the filtering system. So the key thing about doing this, you want to make sure that if you're using a mic, you never turn a mic over to somebody that's going to use profanity. You don't want to make sure you're stepping on somebody's signal, and you want to make sure you're not selling anything. If you're selling, it's better for you to do a barter if you're going to do something like that, and then do it kind of like a PBS commercial saying that this show is brought to you by XYZ Pizza Place downtown. They have the world's best pizza, and you need to talk to it like that. But if you're blatantly out there taking revenue from other places, what you're trying to do is not to give the FCC any grounds for any, don't give them anything. So that's that way, if they don't know about you and you're out in the rural area, or you're not blatantly, selling ads and stepping on other people's revenue, and you're not stepping on their toes and not profane, they really can't come and talk to you about anything.
Right, and I think with these points that you bring up, John, and I think Mike, you'll agree with me, it's important that you do your research and know exactly what you're doing. I think that's a huge thing.
He covered a lot of great points. I think one of the critical points, what I would say is, if you're going to start micro broadcasting, you start with a good 1 watt transmitter, because with that you can start with a 50 watt amp behind it, and you can go on up from there. Most all of the amps through Progressive Concepts are designed for 1 watt in, and if you get a 7 watt transmitter and you try to put it into a 150 watt amplifier, you're going to fry the amplifier. So I would suggest anybody think about doing this, you start with a 1 watt transmitter. And I would definitely go with the common antennas. I mean, all this stuff, CB and all that stuff, the hour's late, folks. We need to get out to as many people as we can. I wouldn't touch anything less than 150 watts. I mean, it's just time to wake people up. That's all there is to it.
I concur with that. The reason I was saying 1 to 15 watts is just as your base thing that you build up, and later on you amplify that. The first week you might want to just get all the kinks and giggles out of it before you throw the big transformer on there to get it up to 150 or more.
Well, that's what SWR meter's for.
Yep.
And you get those on eBay for cheap, folks. I mean, they're not extremely expensive.
Yeah, just make sure you get one for FM transmitters and not for CB radios. I made that mistake one time. Thought, wow, this is a pretty good buy for $39. Whoops.
I got a question for Mike in Austin there, or Houston, or Texas, wherever. Have you experimented with any of the VHF TV?
No.
Low power.
I was
looking at that for my local neighborhood to run, Alex Jones videos and stuff like that, and I'm trying to do a little low-power thing on that, maybe like 10, 20 watts.
No, I just deal with micro FM. I tried to talk to people for a long time, and I have found, hey, this is one way you shotgun it out there. The good Lord already knows who his remnant is, and he's going to direct the right people to that station. You can talk to people at church and bars, whatever the case may be, but, boy, when you're putting the station out, the right people are going to find it.
Yeah.
So I don't mess around with the TV or anything else. Everybody's got an FM radio, and, when they're driving around, they're eventually going to find your station. And another key thing, if you're putting up a micro station, is you've got to have some kind of way of letting people know in your community you've got one, whether it's bumper stickers or business cards. When I first put one up out here in the Hill Country, I went out to all the different establishments and had business cards and put them on the windshield, and I also had bumper stickers printed up, of course, and you've got to find people that have the courage enough to put those bumper stickers on their car. which I'm sure John can relate to, but those are both critical. You've got to let people know it's there.
Well, I'll call a business and say, hey, you guys might want to tune into this channel here on the FM dial. They're getting ready to say something good about your business. And then there's a little PSA on there, and then they might hang around longer and at the bar and leave it there for a while.
But you did definitely hit some good highlights about you don't want to do any local advertising, taking any away from any local commercial stations, because that will get you in a world of trouble real fast.
Right, and the spurious signals. If there's two things you do, or three things, don't cuss. Make sure there aren't any harmonics, because the first thing that's going to get you turned in quicker than anything. That and the commercials.
The fellow from Canada was talking about at the low end of the FM dial, you can broadcast at the low end, like the 88.7. 87.7, you can get into the low channels of the TV set around channel 6. But if you're in a town where there's no channel 6 anyway, you don't have to worry about it ending up in that area, because it's pretty much in the same frequency zone. You can be picked up on the TV. So if there's no channel 6 in your town, that's great, because if they're flipping through the channels, they hear you, that's another place.
Exactly.
But most people are on cable anyway, you know, or a dish, and they won't catch it unless they have, you know, rabbit ears or something.
Mike, have you heard of anybody? Have you heard of anybody trying to take an RF modulator and run it back through the cable system? Have you heard of anybody trying to do that?
No, I have not.
That'd be interesting. I know that used to be done on closed systems where you could do it. You know, in a place. Matter of fact, I've got an RF modulator here that'll put out 0.2 watt, and it was, matter of fact, it was used on ships. It's an old piece of Navy equipment. I guesstimated quarter wave antenna, stuck it up on a small stick, put it outside, and just at 0.2, I got like 3 or 4 blocks out of the thing. I was really surprised. And with it basically, the antenna will basically lay in maybe 5 foot off the ground. And I thought, whoa, it's time to get this baby up higher. And that's one of my projects that I've got coming, plus a bigger transmitter just to start. But another micro broadcaster I want to include in the conversation, here's an old hand, Mike in Montana. Mike, welcome to the program. Mike, are you there?
Hello, Michael Jones.
Hey, Mike in Montana.
Yeah. I got into
the... How's the weather up there today?
Weather was really nice today. We were up in the upper 60s, maybe lower 70s.
Wow.
Had a great day.
That's outstanding. I've been thinking about coming to Montana or up to Alaska. Sounds wonderful.
Hey, come on up and we'll go walleye fishing.
Great.
Mike, how long have you been doing micros?
Since about 1992.
Woo!
And the reason I got into it is I listened to a lot of C-band downlinks, and there was no talk radio in the area that really had anything going on for itself. So I took my C-band and hooked up to a little 100-milliwatt unit, and I broadcast that so I could hear it. And, of course, you know, that traveled a couple, 2-3 blocks, and it worked out well. And as time went on, I kept boosting power, and then I switched over to the KU band downlinks. And what generally you don't find in communities is truth radio. You know, you have talk radio, but it's not truth radio.
Right.
And if you want truth in your area, you can put it on for $200-$300. A lot of people make a mistake. They think they have to get really super fancy equipment just to get entry stage. And you can go on eBay and elsewhere and find mono transmitters that aren't even stereo and get a signal out there, and at least you're getting the word out. What you need to concentrate on, just like Mike Jones has brought to the table here tonight, is a good antenna, because without a good antenna, you know, you're not going anywhere. But I would encourage people to at least get into it on low power before they say, well, I don't have the money to spend on this. You know, at least make it available for their neighbors.
Right.
Do something.
And I'm telling you, folks, I have this cup. I keep it beside me. Every day, change goes in it. And it doesn't take long before you got what you need. I mean, that's just one way to do it. We're going to grab a break. Come back. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. 313-944-3. We'll come back after the break, talk with Stu in California, plus you right here on the Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking about micro broadcasting tonight. This is, I can't reiterate, folks, if you've been wondering what you can do, and I get to ask that question, what can I do? This is it. As I've said over the last few nights, if we had 1,000 to 1,500 of these stations across the country, we can take the mainstream media on in their front yard. And we can make them report the truth while we're getting the truth out at the same time. You know, a lot of people talk about a shooting revolution, and they may come to that at some point in time. But right now, hey, a big antenna in your backyard makes one hell of a sword. And it's time that we put this stuff to use. The technology's there. It's not overly expensive to get into. And it's time people start doing this to take our country back. It's an information war, and we can't do it one person at a time. We have got to do it 10, 15, 100, 1,000 at a time. And this is the way to do it, and this is the way to get it done. We're talking tonight with Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio. I've got John from New York, who is a micro broadcaster. And you're still with us, right, John?
This is Mike in Montana.
And Mike in Montana. I guess John in New York.
No, I'm still here. I just
okay,
changed,
excellent,
I just,
excellent.
I just changed my name to Mike.
Well, you might as well. It's like we're Mike cubed and John. But guys, I think you'll agree with me. I mean, this in it is probably the best way to get this information out to people. You can affect a city without even walking outside your door.
Mike, you know, the thing about it is a lot of the listeners out there, they don't know what they're missing because they've never heard this.
Right.
It's kind of like you're used to eating peanut butter sandwiches, and all of a sudden you've had a steak, and you go, wow, this is one I want to eat on a more regular basis. You know, I've talked to people all over Texas about microbroadcasting, and it always amazes me at how they just don't have an interest in it. You know, you've experienced it. You've had a taste of it, and now your micro's down. So, you know, you can relate to what I'm talking about here.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you, when any time the station goes down for a power outage, whether it's in Austin or Fredericksburg, wherever it is with the Texas Resistance Radio Network, we're getting calls within 3 or 4 minutes. So, hey, what's up? What's going on? What's happening? The station's down. And people don't know what they're missing if they've never tasted it, and they really need to jump on one side of the fence and put up those micro stations and get going.
Yeah, I mean, every time I roll across 107.1 here in Oklahoma City, and I'm not hearing Radio Free Oklahoma, and I'm hearing mariachi music, I get a little mad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here's the invasion that's taking place, and at 107.1, when the mariachi stations of 106.7 is splattered all over the place, it reminds me I need to make a call to the FCC. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, because I mean, this place is splattered. This thing is splattered 3-4 channels up the dial, and nobody said anything to these people. I mean, they're just knocking the snot out of it.
Well, if I can take just a minute to speak to the folks in Texas, I have probably enough equipment here to set up 10 stations in Texas. And what I want to do is target the bigger cities like Fort Worth, San Antonio, Corpus Christi. I know over a year ago, a gentleman that was listening to Alex Jones's program down in Corpus called and asked Alex, what can I do? You know, I've got 3 or 4 friends. We've got all this money. We want to put up a station. And Alex dropped the ball, and I was just sitting there crying. I couldn't believe it because he was well aware of Radio Free Austin and the fact that we're willing to go down and put these stations up. So if you are in Fort Worth, if you're in San Antonio, if you're in Corpus Christi, if you're in one of these big towns, I will be glad to lend you my equipment. I will come down and set it up. We need to get the word out. We've got stuff going on here with the Trans-Texas Corridor. We've got to wake up the Texans. This is where it's getting started. It needs to stop. We've got to wake people up to what's going on. So any of you guys out there listening, Waco, Dallas, whatever the case may be, let's get the equipment up. I will come up and put it up. You're all close to home. I can get it all done in one day.
If any of your listeners out there know anybody that owns billboards, they would also aid us in putting up unmanned FMs. I've been thinking about that for a long time, unmanned FMs on these billboards along the roads. They're perfect height, a lot of them.
It's interesting that you mention that because I've had an idea that's similar, where basically you get your little solar panel and a battery, and you can and build you a little house for it. You can stick a laptop in it with a wireless card if you got wireless internet, or even one of these little KU dishes sitting on the side. And boom, you're pulling in radio and you're broadcasting. You can stick these on billboards on the highway all over the place.
Yeah, and the other thing is I would disguise them and write on their bat house under bat testing or something like that so that
sure.
People would stay away from the electronics part of it.
Yeah, most certainly. Well, as a matter of fact, with the low-power AM stuff, because of the rules for Part 15 with the FCC, the AM transmitter has to be attached to the tower because they only give you 9 feet of cable length for the, and that includes the tower. So they're physically attached. So I mean, this is easily doable.
You guys in the South, if you're now near any of those drive-in theaters, if there's any left, there's only a few up here left. It's kind of fun to go with a mobile unit right before the show starts because you know the
because they're operating without a license, too. Well, back in just a minute, we're going to grab a break. This is the Midnight Rider. Oh, I like you, John.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got calls lining up here again. Let's take them real quick. We've got Mike Jones with us from Texas Resistance Radio, Mike in Montana, and John in New York. All three of these guys have been doing micros for a while. Mike Jones has been doing it for 7 years. Mike in Montana has been doing it since 1992. So we've got a panel of experts here. And let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Stu in California. Thanks so much for holding. You're on the program.
Hello.
Hi, Stu. How are you?
Good. And you?
Pretty good. What's on your mind tonight?
What I was going to say, I live in an area that's in a little valley with kind of hills all around, and the closest TV station is 65 or 70 miles away, and there's no radio station in our town. And so... they were talking about don't get advertisers and so forth, but we don't have any stations here, so that wouldn't be a conflict, would it?
Well, you just don't want to do advertisers, period.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, if you're not in this to wake people up, and, you know, we are our brother's keepers. And if you're not in it to wake people up, if you're in it for a profit, you're going to fall flat on your face. You're wasting your time.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
okay. I mean, I'm just going to spell it right out there. If you're in this to make money, you're wasting your time, brother.
Well, I wouldn't be in it to make money, but maybe to help make the expenses of it.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. The expenses of this, as far as the initial investment, I mean, with the solid-state nature of this stuff, I mean, guys, the electrical expense of this is not bad at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're talking $20 to $30 worth of electricity a month.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you want to see the electric bill for the network I run. I run a smaller network than RBN, and my electric bill monthly is $350.
Oh,
but
boy.
I'm running 7 computers 24 hours a day.
And if your neighbors get woke up, they may save your life.
Yeah.
So how much is that worth?
And here's the thing, too, Stu. If money's an issue, get you three or four folks together and put it up.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to make some money, learn how to install those little KU dishes.
There you go.
Once they get hooked on that KU dish, you say, hey, wouldn't you like to listen to this while you're mowing the grass around the yard instead of sitting by the radio? Then you put
exactly.
them in a little one water. And hey, wouldn't you
yeah.
like, then later on you say, wouldn't you like to wake up your neighbors, your cousin or something?
Yeah.
And you just work them up that way until not to the point where they're maybe a broadcaster.
God, Mike, I love this, John. He's got him. He's got the ideas. Boom,
how about,
right there.
This area I described to you, think there'd be a problem with FCC guys snooping around?
No.
Your FM is line of sight, so you get your antenna up high enough, you should be able to reach everybody unless you got a lot of big, tall trees. And in the summertime, it might be a little bit hard to get everybody, but in the fall, when leaves fall off, you should get more distance.
The only people that are going to have problems with the FCC are the big towns like Austin, San Antonio, and Dallas.
Yeah.
I've been out here broadcasting in Fredericksburg for 7 years, and when Radio Free Austin got hit, all 10 stations got notices from the FCC. I was the only one that did not get noticed. So you don't have to worry about it when you're in a small community.
Yeah, when you say got hit, you meant you got a notice in the mail.
Yep.
Okay. So
now, see, and that wasn't even due process, because due process means certified mail, which means you signed for it.
Right.
Okay, so if you didn't sign for it, they don't have proof that you got the letter.
Right.
You know, and that's what my frustration was with everybody with Radio Free Austin. It's like, wait a minute, guys. You know, they don't know that you got the letter.
And then there's that story about your name all in caps. That's
another
thing. But
oh, I know. We
like I said, it's time to fight back.
Right.
Okay?
Stu, any
it's
other
time
questions?
Time to fight back. You get a backup location. You put up your station.
Yep.
You know. And you go after it, and then you
here.
Find somebody else that'll take it in case they do come after. But you don't have to worry about it out there in California. It's the big cities, San Antonio. Well, you know, where we had a problem was Dallas, okay? That was one of the downfall of Radio Free Austin. So, unless you're in a big metropolitan area, you don't have to worry about that. Your FCC will not be an issue.
One place you could go and other people should be going is to looking at how many radio stations are in your area. Go to radio-locator.com, and that will also help you. So if you can't find anything on your dial, at least you might be able to find out if a college station that you may not have picked up is broadcasting in the band you want to be in. So that's another place to double check. So if you check the dial, you don't find anything out there, and you check at different times of day and different times of night, and then you go to Radio Locator, radio-locator, it's like a minus sign, radio-locator.com. You can put in your zip code and find out who's around up to so many miles.
And also, too,
Google it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one way to find out, or you can go to www.fcc.gov, and that will tell you right there.
And you can also tell if there's been permits issued on a certain frequency you're looking at, too.
Sure.
And that'll keep
that's
you
right.
from having
Bending
to switch frequencies later on.
Very important, because if you got one coming in, but again, if you're in a small community, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Right, exactly. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program. Thanks for waiting.
Well, we got two mics on. I know I'm going to get
three mics.
Three mics.
Did you and me, Gary, against them?
I have a question for the micro broadcasting mic.
Which one?
As opposed to the RBN mic. Anyway, I'm a retired electrical engineer. I commercial broadcast first class radio telephone license with radar endorsement expired KL7FLL out of Alaska, ran 2,000 watt sideband out of the trunk.
Gary,
of
I got to get you to move. We've got other calls. Go ahead and we got to speed along here. Just a little
My
bit.
My question
ahead.
Is, I'm on an $800 a month fixed income. Do you have any benefactors that would put the equipment in the hands of someone that has the expertise?
And I'll tell you what, since we've got so many callers, take down my phone number and call me sometime in the next few days and we'll talk about it.
All right.
We need to shift through it. You get the number, 830-997-0339. 830-997-0339. Call me in the next couple of days. We'll go over it.
Good deal.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the call. Deloitte in Idaho. Thanks for waiting. You're on the program.
Hello?
Hello.
Did I get cut off?
No, you're in heaven. I'm St.
Okay.
Peter.
Okay. I heard a buzz. I got a question on, I've been on the Progressive Concepts site, and they've got a PC Max, PCI Max PC transmitter amp.
Right.
Would I be able to hook up a transmitter, or an amplifier, onto that and broadcast?
You know, I'm not familiar with that particular model, but I'll tell you what, if you will call them at that 630 number and ask for Eric. Eric is out sick this week, but if you'll call him and ask him, Eric is brilliant. He will answer all of your questions about FM equipment.
I can actually answer your question, Deloitte. Actually, you can. You're going to want to run a power supply outside of the computer to drive the card itself. The only problem I've heard, and you might want to check with Eric about this, is some of these cards tend to be a little hummy. That love 60 cycle. And that might be the one drawback to the card. Price-wise, they're not a bad deal. And the fact that you can plug it right into the computer and you're feeding the audio straight to it, it's certainly an option. But I would agree with Mike. Give Eric a call next week.
I got one thing to say about the computer card. When your computer goes down, you're dead in the water, whereas when your computer goes down, you're just tethered by a cord. You can plug it into some other kind of CD or player you have and play something while you're getting the computer back up. So that's the other thing I don't like about that.
And let me make a real quick suggestion. Getting one of these cheap satellite receivers from Rick Satellite, if you do go down, then you flip it over, take it over to KU Satellite. The internet goes down all the time because there's people problems. There's too many people on the internet.
Right.
And so and that's what we're trying to do with our new radio network, Texas Resistance Radio Network. What we're doing is backing up every new location with a KU dish. So if the internet goes down, they can flip it over to KU Satellite. You won't catch the, breaks and everything, but there's nothing worse than dead air.
Well, I've been trying to get this together for months now, and I wanted to do the KU, but I was just wondering about using the computer as the amplifier, instead of buying the transmitter.
Well, the card is the transmitter.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to do, is use the card as the transmitter and one of the computers that I have, rather than buying a 1-watt FM transmitter.
Well, and again, what I would suggest there is that you call Eric at Progressive Concepts.
Yeah.
The guy's brilliant. This is what he does.
Okay. Well, I've got some friends in Fort Worth, and I want to call them. You said the operating cost would be between $20 and $30 a month.
Yeah. Now, let me throw out one other thing that I overlooked. I do have for those of you that are listening that are in Texas, I do have a Shoutcast address. So if you get high speed internet, I can give you the computer address to Texas Resistance Radio, and you can pull that up, and you won't need a KU satellite feed. You won't need an internet feed. You can just pull it right off of what we're putting out and put it straight out over the air.
Oh, okay.
Which is a mix, like I said again, it's got Alex Jones of GCN, it's got Stat Miller of RBN, it's what we call, like to think down here, is the best of all the networks.
cool. Because I think there's places down there where I might be able to help you out with that.
That'd be great.
And
excellent.
I think the whole country needs micro-broadcasters.
I think there needs to be at least one in every county, but I don't know that we've got enough time to get them up, but I couldn't agree with you more. I've seen the effect down here. I have heard when Radio Free Austin was going strong for 3 years, the amount of callers that were from Texas. I know the power of micro-broadcasting, as Mike Chambers does, and it is the biggest solution. It's the first solution on the front line of waking people up, and it's sad that it's not promoted more than it is.
Yeah, we need it. We need it bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, we're going to keep doing shows on it. I mean, every 6-8 weeks, we'll be back here pumping it again.
I mean, do that once a month, Mike.
We can do it once a month. Yeah, I mean, just to get the word out to people how important this is, and as we gain more people through the micros that are coming on, you're going to have somebody listening to the broadcast go, oh, hey, maybe I want to put one up too.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not take very long to get a whole city full of micros. And that's the thing. We've got to blanket this country with information.
Absolutely.
And we're out of time.
Yeah. I have a flyer I made up that I drop off in people's mailboxes, or I walk them up to the door when I see a big old C-band dish sitting in their yard pointed to the ground or something like that, or up into the air. I ask them if they're using it. If I've talked to them, if they're not using it, I ask them if they want to sell it or they want to put it back in commission. And I give them information about Mike's satellite and about the KU. So that's one way to maybe, once they get some of this KU going again, maybe they'll be interested again in doing a micro. So I don't know.
Yeah, C-band dish with a KU feed horn you're cooking.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly learned a lot more about what's going on tonight, and I'm really glad that I got to hear this because I picked up some points that I didn't realize before. So, excuse me. I think it's important that you guys keep talking about it, and you know, because more people are going to understand. Like I understand things now that I didn't understand before, and I thought you could only go to 100 watts. And to get out, I need a couple 300 watts, I think, to get over the mountain that I've got in between me and Spokane.
You need a couple, a 300 watt, or you need to get yourself a higher location.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? It's critical that we get this out in big numbers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even want to talk about 5 and 10 watt micros. I mean, this is crazy. The hour is late, folks. It's 5 minutes to midnight. Okay, we need to be going out 150 watts, 300 watts. And, you know, this is only for a handful of courageous American citizens, you know, patriots. It's not for everybody.
Right.
You know, and my goodness, Nancy, who used to live in Austin, who sold her house and moved out, she had 96.3. She was going out, immense amount of courage to her. And now Deborah, my girlfriend, who is living in Austin in a two-story house with the antenna on top of her house, we're going out 300 watts there. This is the only way we're going to get this done.
Right.
You know, it's it. We've got to put up, you know, get the 1 watt transmitters, and then if you can't afford a 150 watt amplifier, then start with a 50 watt or whatever the case may be. I may have a 100 watt around here I can help you with, but it's critical that we crank these things up and get the word out. You know, the way I look at it is, if it's going to cost $1,000. To get out 20 miles, then let's put them up in the big cities.
Yeah.
And I'll put the equipment in the big cities. Now the people in the smaller cities, you know, if you want to buy the equipment, I'll come out and help you install it, or I'll you can call me and I'll take all your phone calls and help you getting it up. But really trying to focus on the big cities, because those are the ones that are going to have the big impact. And obviously, if you can reach 20,000, 200,000 listeners, as opposed to out here in Fredericksburg, we've got 7,000 people living in town and 17,000 in the community. You know, we got a $1,000 station here. I mean, obviously, that would be money better spent in Austin. But since I live out here and I drive around, well, I kind of like to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, what I'm trying to say is, if you're going to spend $1,000, you might as well reach as many people as you can.
Yeah, I think I got a couple 300,000 people that I could reach if I could just get over the hill into Spokane.
Well,
you know, there is such a thing, too, as a directional antenna. And what it does is it forces most of your signal just directly to one side. You know, FM, if you know, most of these antennas are omnidirectional, which means they go out an equal length in all directions. But they have directionals that point one specific way, and that might work for you.
Well, or stacking them with a DB gain kind of thing.
I'm sorry? Mm-hmm.
Stacking some antennas with a DB gain.
Well, Progressive Concepts, again, they've got the directional antennas. They've got everything you could possibly want. It's just a matter of how much money you got to spend.
But yeah, that's it.
Yeah. If his mountain is really tall, he's got to worry about line of sight. He's still going to may have a hard time hitting them.
Yeah, he'd be better off to find somebody, a friend up at the on top of the hill. Yeah. Otherwise, you just need to just put something up and cover your valley there.
Yeah.
I live out in the Texas Hill Country, so I know all about these mountains. I mean, these are just hills out here. I can't even imagine the mountains. But
the hills will wash out.
It acts like a muffling effect. It will wash out the signal.
Yeah, certainly. Well, Deloitte, thanks for the call. Final segment when we come back here. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider. Man, this is a good show as always, and as people in the chat room are saying, this has gone by too fast, and it has. And we're going to do more shows on micro-broadcasting. Mike in Montana, are you still with us?
Hey, I'm still here. I've wanted to interrupt it a lot of times, but this is a fantastic show.
Take about 60 seconds and kind of give us your thoughts about things. I mean, you've been at this, what, 25 years, or 15 years.
I'd like to encourage all the listeners, especially those that are picking up via the Internet tonight. They've got the truth. They've been studying this information for a long time, wondering what they can do for their community. The fact is they can spend about $200-$300 and get on micro going and let their neighbors, community know the information. At least a place they can tune in and get the truth. And it's easy to do, and there are a lot of people here, like in the chat room and whatever, that would be willing to go one-on-one and help these people set up their station.
John in New York, what about you?
Yes, I want to say one thing that people shouldn't be afraid of the FCC. They have so much on their hands from all the college students going up there broadcasting profanity and stepping on toes and doing all sorts of things in these big cities and towns like that. So there's not enough of them out there. And if you keep it all clean and stuff like that, they have too much other worse problems to go after you.
Yeah, and the thing is, just like Mike has been saying, Mike Jones has been saying all night long, hey, it's time to start fighting back, and the time for living in fear is over. We already know they want us dead.
Right.
It's time we start fighting back.
Start looking for equipment on Craigslist. It's a free place out there to put a site up. Information saying I'm looking for an antenna tower, a ham tower, looking for old. Go to your meetings in town that have the old ham guys, ham operators, and see if they want to sell out of their equipment or think that a lot of these guys are old because a lot of people don't do shortwave much anymore. And make flyers and just get on the ball because, you know, while you're waiting for your stuff to come through the mail or whatever for your broadcast equipment, at least use your CB set while you're driving down the road and broadcast that way.
Yeah. Mike Jones, final thoughts.
Well, I was looking at your chat room there. Final thought, oh boy. Microbroadcasting is not for everybody. It is for those who are truly passionate about this country and taking this country back. It is the number one solution because we've got to wake people up before we can grow our numbers. And if you're going to do it right. Do at least 100 watts. Don't screw around with these 10-watt stations. Again, my phone number, if you need help, is 830-997-0339. I will be glad to talk anybody through getting equipment and putting equipment up, as I was helped, you know, back in 2000 when I first started doing this. It's time that we start waking people up. And you know what, folks? We really need to get off after the talk show host, too, about talking about micro-broadcasting. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the bottom line, you know.
Yeah, I think it needs to become more of an issue. And like I said, I plan on continuing to talk about it.
Yeah, we need to. And Alex needs to talk about it, you know. What's up with that? The guy's got the biggest audience. If he would have a show a month about micro-broadcasting, oh, my God. Let's talk about some serious solutions, Alex. I hope you're listening.
I wish it was just 15 minutes every Monday, micro-Monday segment, 15 minutes.
30 minutes, you know,
yeah.
An hour.
Yeah,
let's do something, okay? If we're serious about what we're talking about here, folks, and want to take this country back, let's get with it. This is not getting it done.
Every
make a very good
point,
Mike.
Videotapes is not going to get it done.
Yeah, it's like my granny used to.
You know, somebody's got to call a duck a duck.
Yeah, exactly right. Guys, that's it for the show. It's like my granny said, it's time to poop or get off the pod.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Good show. We're out of time. These shows always go by too fast. This show, of course, on the archives, download it and give it to people you know that are awake. So they can get it, so they can get excited about this too. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Put up a micro. With